God's grace, his mercy, his peace be yours through God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Ever had to take a detour? Driving down the road, all of a sudden you come up to a sign saying road closed, construction or something, have to go another way. Like it? I don't. I'm reminded of the story, however, though, what happens when we ignore detours. Of these two pastors, one was Catholic and one was Lutheran, and they were standing on opposite sides of a road. One had a sign saying, stop. The other had a sign saying, turn back, repent. Well, a couple cars went by and ignored it. All of a sudden, they hear screeching of brakes and a crash. One pastor turns to the other and said, maybe our sign should just say, bridge out. Today's gospel is about a detour, a big one. And it involves those we call the Magi. Now, let's talk for a few minutes about the Magi. The Bible does not tell us how many there were. We assume three, and traditionally we put three around our majors or in our displays because they were for three gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh, and very prophetic gifts they were. But as to the number, the Bible does not say. There could have been three. There may have been three dozen. All the Bible tells us is that there was more than one. And we always picture them coming on camels. But the Bible says nothing about how they got there. They could have been carried in big sedan chairs by servants. Maybe they rode in carts, or they had wagons. Maybe they walked. Maybe they did have camels. But again, the Bible doesn't tell us. What the Bible does tell us is they followed a very special star. They were not astrologers, by the way. I know that's been, I've read that a couple places. They were astronomers, ancient astronomers. They studied the stars. And when they saw this star in the heavens, they knew it had some great significance. And so they went with it. They were Gentiles. They were not Jews. Now they came to Jerusalem, and there, as Scripture tells us, they went for a little bit more help. I find it amazing myself that these men actually stopped to ask for directions. But they did. And unfortunately, they stopped and they asked Herod. And when Herod hears about this, where is he who is born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we have come to worship him. That's what Scripture tells us. We're told that Herod was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Another king? What's this about? There is no place in Herod's kingdom for another king. And if there was another child who was born who was to be king, that child had to go. But he doesn't say anything about this to the Magi. Instead, he calls them secretly in and says, look, you go find him. And before he does this, he goes and he asks the leaders in Jerusalem, the religious leaders, where is this child to be born? And they tell him from Scripture, in Bethlehem. So he says to the Magi, when you find this child, you come back and you tell me so that I might go and worship him too. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Sure. That's not going to happen. Well, Matthew tells us that they followed the star until it came to rest over the house where the Jesus was. And there they find the Christ child. And we're told they kneel before him and worship him. They acknowledge who he is before the people of Israel do. The shepherds had been there first, yes, but now the next ones to come are Gentiles. The Magi, the astronomers from the east. Well, they give him their gifts. And then as they prepare to leave, they're warned, we're told in a dream, that they shouldn't return to Herod. And this is what I want to focus on this morning. It says they went back to their country another way. God put a detour in front of them. And God does that all through the Bible. And beyond that, God does that throughout our lives. You read down through the Bible, Abraham, Moses, right on down the list. Then we get to the New Testament, Paul, Barnabas, the other apostles. God's always putting detours before them. God sending them someplace or holding them up or doing something else in their life which is unexpected, as indeed detours are. Yet God has his reasons. And God drops detours into our lives. I mean, look at your lives. Look back on it. Most of you here are older. And see all the places where God had you take this turn instead of you doing that, going that way. God will give us detours of circumstance. God will give us detours of our situation. God will give us detours of time. And God will even give us detours of a location. And sometimes we don't understand this. We end up asking, why me? Why would God do that? And this is where we sometimes forget that we're supposed to live by faith. Abraham went where God told him without understanding why. But God had his purpose. And so it is with the detours that God drops into our lives. Sometimes God wants us to keep us from heading into danger. So he'll send us in a different direction in our life. We don't understand it. Later on, maybe it becomes clear, but not always. Maybe God wants us to get us to refocus our priorities, to see what's really important in life, rather than what we think is important. Maybe God is trying to teach us something. Who knows? God knows. When God brings a detour into your life or mine, it's because God knows what's best for us. We don't. God does. And he leads us in a different direction than the way we are intending to go. I mean, I can speak to that from personal experience. I had a career. I was happy in it. I spent my 4 years in college studying for it. And then God one day says, okay, you're going this way. And it's almost like you have no choice. So I went from being a nuclear engineer to being a pastor. Figure that out. God has his ways which we don't understand. And at the time, they seem confusing. And at the time, we wonder why God would do this. And it's only later, way down the road of our life, that we begin to see a little bit why, if God allows us to. Sometimes we don't know why God does things until we get to heaven. The Bible says, now we see as through a glass darkly. But then we shall know, and that means understand too, face to face. God doesn't always explain things. God did not explain, as we see it from Scripture, to these magi why he was sending them home in a different direction. He just told them not to go back to Herod. As far as they knew, Herod wanted to come and worship the child, but God said, nope, you go this way. And they did. God puts detours into our life. I mean, look, if you will, let's go back 1 year. In fact, let's go back 2 years. Beginning of 2020, okay? Do you remember what your expectations were back then? What your plans were for that brand new year of 2020, a new decade starting? I remember that in 2020 in January, I was planning a vacation. Going to go to Myrtle Beach in May. Booked flights, booked hotels, thought of all the places and wrote down all the places to see and the restaurants we'd eat at. The experiences we'd have. And at the beginning of that year in 2020, everything seemed so clear. The path of life was right there in front of us, in front of me. Very predictable, road wide open, knew where we were going, and no doubt we'd be getting there. And like you, I had no idea what was coming. That within the short space of about 6 to 7 weeks, and then fully coming the beginning of March, the world would be turned upside down for every one of us. And COVID-19 would become a major stumbling block to all of our well-laid plans. And we thought it'd be just for a few weeks, remember? And then maybe a couple months. And then maybe the rest of the year, and then everything will be back to normal. And now here we are at the start of 2022, and we've been detoured. And that detour has taken us to places in life we never thought it would. I mean, who can imagine that we would shut the church down for weeks and worship only by video? Who can imagine that travel plans would be totally curtailed? Who could imagine that you'd be could be stuck on a cruise ship for weeks at a time? I heard this morning about a person who's stuck in Ireland, he and his wife. They can't get back because of COVID. So God's put a detour in front of us. And it tends to make us a little bit more cautious and a little bit more realistic about where life goes. And if the past couple years have taught us nothing else, they've taught us this: that nothing in life is certain. And they've taught us also the truth of what it says in Scripture, that when we make our plans and when we determine to do things, it's best to say, if God wills. Because God's will may be different than what we want. You know, we're at a point now where, thanks to vaccines and so forth, we're farther ahead than we were. But I know that people, with the surge that we've experienced recently, are still very leery about making plans for the next few months. I know I am. Now, just as an aside, I will tell you that I will never again plan a major trip without first getting travel insurance. I'll have that. But in the meantime, we sit and we look at life and we say, here's what happened, here's where the detours come, and now where are we headed? Where's your life headed? Where's mine headed in the next year? I don't know. God knows, and that's the thing. God sends us a detour in life, and God knows where we're headed, even if we don't, and that's where we need to, like the Magi, live by faith. That's what it's all about. The Magi did, and that's what God calls us to do. And faith means trusting in those things we can't see. That's what happened with the Magi. They're given a dream, and they're told to go home by a different route. And they left for their own country by another road. You know, another way to translate that is they left for another country by another way. Now, that's not hair-splitting, and here's why. They take a different road, but it's a different way to a way of life. And see, that's what it brings into, that's what Luke tells us in his gospel, that whenever you come into contact with Jesus, whenever he comes into your life in one way or another, it changes the way you're going. You can't ignore Jesus. You can not want anything to do with him, or you can trust him. But you can't come into contact with Jesus head on and end up going the same way you were going. God changes things in our lives. Those are the detours he put in, and that big detour of Jesus is what directs our life finally towards God. You know, it's interesting that in the New Testament times, the Christian movement was called the Way. They understood then, and we've lost a little bit of that now in our culture, that Christian faith is about a journey. It's not about not getting stuck, and sometimes it's about moving into unknown territory where God leads us. And what it means is, because we know who Jesus is, because we understand what he's done for us and trust him, that we are confident that God is not only with us on this way, but God is leading us on this way. There's three things which come up to me out of what God says to the Magi to go home by a different way that applies in our lives when God drops a detour in front of us or around us or in whatever way he puts it. And like I say, God will use detours of circumstance, health issues. God will use detours of situations, family relationships, other things that come up. God uses detours of time. We want things right now, and God says, wait a bit. God will even use detours of location. And think about why. Well, first off, I think God uses detours as part of his design for our lives. God has a purpose for each and every one of us. And I don't care if you're 9 days old or 91 years old. God still has a purpose for every one of us in this life. That's why we're here. People ask me, you know, when I visit people who are shut in, why does God leave me here? Why hasn't he taken me home? Because God's not done with you and with the people around you. That's why. God has a purpose for our life until finally that amazing purpose comes about where he calls us home to heaven. So God will use detours in our lives as part of his design for us. Now, secondly, God uses detours to prepare us for our future. You know, each one of our journeys in life looks different. And yet God uses those detours in each of our cases for the things he has in store for us down the road. Now, I think all of us can look back in our lives and say, you know, suddenly my life went this way, and I wonder why that was. And yet if it had gone the other way, we try and make sense of what might have happened, and we can't. But that's where it comes in, that we trust that God knew what he was doing. And how we end up where we do, because that's what God had intended for us. God has a whole design for our future. And thirdly, I think God uses detours to accomplish his purposes in this world through us. Think about it. We are the ones who represent God in this world. God doesn't come down in person and stand among people on the street corners. He sends us out. In Germany, back after World War II, as they were cleaning up all the debris and everything from all the damage that was done in that terrible war, they came to this one church in Cologne, Germany. And there they found a statue of Jesus, which had been made for the front of the church. And pulling it out from the rubble, they put it back up on its pedestal, but they said, wait a minute, it's missing its hands and its arms. They've been blown off in the bombing. A couple of the church elders and that said, well, you know, let's get a sculptor and put them back on. And the other people of the church said, no, we leave them off because we are now the hands of Jesus going forth in this world. That's the case for us too. God will drop detours in our life so that we might accomplish the purposes that God has us here for, so that we might share the word of Jesus, the gospel, with those around us in whatever opportunity God gives us. We don't understand it. We don't know why. The Magi weren't told why to head back by another way, but they did. And see, that's where, for us, faith comes into our picture of life. Instead of trusting, instead of following, we can at times do our own things, and we end up usually in a bad spot. But faith says we listen to where God's leading us, even though he doesn't tell us explicitly, and we go with it, because we trust that God knows what he's doing. And we also trust that God knows each one of us so thoroughly, so individually, that he knows what each one of us needs to develop and strengthen our spiritual faith and to bring us ever closer to Jesus. And so often that requires detours in life that we might grow and learn and develop in our souls. It says this in Romans, in the 5th chapter, verses 3 to 5, great verses. It says, not only this, talking about all the good things God has done in our life, it says, not only this, but we exult in our times of trouble, our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance. And perseverance, proven character. And proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. See, that's the ultimate reason for detours that God drops into our life. To give us hope. Not wishful thinking hope, but confident hope that God will see us through, that God has a place for us and a destiny for us, that God has a purpose for us. And he's leading us so that we might live that out. May not happen tomorrow. And you probably won't get there by going in a straight line. but you can trust and believe that God will do it. You know, we've lived through 2 years of a very terrible pandemic, but God is still leading us. God is still providing for us. And maybe God has wanted us to see through all this different ways of doing things, different ways of working, different ways of connecting with each other, different ways of protecting first responders and health workers, different ways of caring for each other, and different ways of understanding how God leads us in our life. God's given us a detour. And ultimately, it's to help us understand what's truly important and to go with that. Maybe that's God's message for us in a new year, 2022. That we've left Bethlehem now spiritually and we're headed forward. And God's going to lead us by another way. Which way? God knows. And that we trust. In his name, amen. And now his peace, which passes our understanding, keep your hearts and minds by faith to eternal life. Amen.